And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She's Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She's with us here just about every other Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Me and Tom DeWalt, we were separated at birth.
Rob DeWalt and you were separated at birth.
We were separated at birth.
Yeah, that does explain the resemblance.
Yes. We people confuse me for Rob DeWalt all the time.
Right.
So there are amazing things going on this week in Santa Fe, and a lot of it is going on downtown. There's the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, which is one of those museums that is transforming itself and transforming Santa Fe and the discourse around contemporary art.
Nice.
As we breathe. And the shout out for them is about the fact that they've got a new concept for the ways in which they're putting together these exhibitions. Rather than the curators, Nancy Maitlow and Ryan Rice, sort of going to the supermarket and picking out what they want, they've been working with the artists that are parts of the exhibitions that are opening tonight with a beautiful panel discussion tomorrow. And the exhibitions, there are four artists involved in an exhibition called Thicker Than Water, The Personal Archive, Memory and Imagination in Contemporary Art. Two of the artists are American, one of them is Canadian, one of them is Australian, and the four of them have put together an exhibition that really deals with the concept of blood quantum and the ways in which the governments define
right.
who is and who isn't an Indian. So what they did was they invited four basically photo and mixed media based artists, Greg Statz, Anna Sularakis, Tom Jones, and Brenda Croft, to address the complexities of family, biography, and race that intersect through the concepts of blood and memory. The exhibitions are beautiful. They are absolutely stunning. They open this evening at 5 o'clock, and tomorrow at from 2 to 4, there's a symposium called The Personal Archive, Memory and Imagination in Contemporary Art. And it deals with portraiture, family photo albums, archives that create the space to explore the issues of race and family. But more than that, not so much just that personal engagement, it's really about community and how the community defines itself and how they define who can and can't belong in the community.
So this is an opening tonight?
Yes.
At 5?
5 o'clock at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, which is the building, that beautiful building that used to be the post office and the FBI.
It was?
Oh, yeah. It was a post office, and then it was the FBI, and it faces the Grand Cathedral.
It faces the cathedral.
Yes, indeed. So you've got Tom Jones, who is Ho-Chunk, and Brenda Croft, who is Australian First Peoples. Anna Sularakis is a combination of Navajo, Creek, and Greek, and she grew up. Creek and Greek, yeah. A lot of these guys are of mixed blood. And Anna grew up and was educated here in New Mexico. And Greg Statz, who is Mohawk, he's Canadian. It's so funny when they say Mohawk and Canadian. Mohawk really define themselves as an independent people
right.
between the U.S. and Canada. And
we learned about Mohawk and Iroquois Indians in general in New York State history when I lived in New York State in the 8th grade.
Exactly, like they all belong to New York. But the Mohawk Nation is up on the boundaries, and so they cross both Canada and U.S. There are two other exhibitions that are going to open at the Museum of Contemporary Native Art. One is the work of Jason Lujan. It's called Summer Burial. And that's an interesting sort of Native American allegory on traditional American realities. And the other is a young man named Nathan Pohio, who is Maori. And it's the first exhibition of Maori work that they have had at the Museum of Contemporary Native Art. Nathan is a phenomenal historian of cinema, a photographer, and he's opening an exhibition that he started during a residency at the Santa Fe Art Institute
nice.
Last year. So come on out to the Museum of Contemporary Native Art.
To your own museums, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, take advantage of it. The other little tiny exhibition there is by Tyree Honga. It's called Images of Life, and Tyree is a Hualapi and Pout artist, and he's a quadriplegic.
Wow.
And so he creates his work holding a Bic in his mouth.
Good heavens.
Because it's the only thing that he can move. Amazing exhibitions, and go to the opening and then go to the panel discussion and symposium tomorrow at 2.
Now, tonight at 5 o'clock at the Collected Works Bookstore are the winning photographs from the Cimarron Sky Dog Reserve Equine Photography Contest. And every year, I mean, these are pictures of horses, and every year the judges say, oh no, how can we possibly pick among these, because they're so good. So a lot of good photography is there. And Mar Legrand's 30-minute film, Wild Horses in Winds of Change, and also Jackie Fleming, who's the proprietor of the, she's the founder of the Wild Horse Sanctuary in Watrous, has another 12-minute film about wild Mustangs.
And yes, I heard her talk on the radio with you. That
yeah,
was
we were
fascinating.
Talking yesterday. Yeah.
That was absolutely fascinating.
Wonderful people, a very important issue. And so all that is today at Collected Works Bookstore.
And the photographs are going to be up for a while.
Yeah,
and
they'll be up through March, I think.
I think so. And a portion of the sale of those photographs will go to the Wild Horse Sanctuary. So
yeah, this is their big fun drive
yes.
of the year. And
exactly.
There will be wonderful photographers there and Tony Stromberg doing a book signing and Lynn Pomerantz. So good evening. And
good
then,
evening.
And then tomorrow at 9:30, opera breakfast lecture on Donizetti's Maria Stuarda,
yes.
Mary Stuart, given by John Weber, who recently lectured on Verdi's Ballo in Maschera. And that's tomorrow at Collected Works Bookstore. And then on Thursday, Ray Marie Taylor, The Land, Our Gift, and Wild Hope. And
yep.
Jack Leffler and Kais Bello will also be speaking. That's 6 o'clock on Thursday. And I think we're going to have them on the air.
It's a book signing, and it's also going to be a panel discussion. So it should be a really, really interesting opportunity to hear people talk about an important subject.
And don't forget Children's Storytime every Wednesday and Thursday at 10:45 at Collected Works, and live music with Lorianne Fiorentino.
The children's section, because I'm a grandma, the children's section at Collected Works has just been expanding apace. They have a curator who is really responsible for it, and every time I bring a book to one of my grandchildren, they go crazy. So check out the expanded children's section.
And Laurie Fiorentino will be with guests all through January on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5.
Another thing that's going on tonight is the New Mexico Museum of Art is opening its new alcove show, which is quite wonderful. It's 5 artists up for 5 weeks, and a shout out there to Mary Scully, who has done a phenomenal job bringing really interesting artists into the alcoves. One of my favorites is Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton, who are working with projected video and handmade glass objects. It should be a beautiful, beautiful installation.
They're very good.
Yeah. The other thing that's going on is at the New Mexico Museum of Art is they're opening their Friends of Contemporary Art Photography Biennial. It's a juried show of work that includes New Mexico artists. It was juried by Toby Camps, who is the director of the Menil in Houston. And on Saturday, you can go to hear Toby Camps talk about his exhibition. Actually, you start with John Weber talking about Maria Stuarda at Collected Works at 9:30, and then you move on to the Toby Camp discussion and talk about the exhibition at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that's at 1, and then at 2 o'clock you go on to the exhibit symposium at the Museum of Contemporary Native Art, and then in the evening you can go to the Great Hall at Peterson, the Peterson Student Center at St. John's, and hear Julian Waterfall Pollock, an amazing jazz pianist. So I've now got your schedule set.
Yeah, you've scheduled everybody's day.
In between, you can get yourself to the Lensic to hear opera in high definition. There's a lot going on.
And let's see, tonight you can also go to Barrymore, a film starring Christopher Plummer, and he is filmed from his acclaimed performance on Broadway. It's a one-man play. Actually, there was a version of it at the Santa Fe Playhouse several years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And but
Christopher Plummer is, first of all, it's a brilliant performance, and it's like the performance of his life. But
yeah.
John Barrymore, you know, most people forget this amazing American actor. He was defined as being one of the greatest Shakespearean actors of all time. And Orson Welles said he did the best Hamlet that has ever been presented in the 20th and 21st century. So,
well, it's tonight at 7 at the Lensic.
Yes,
downtown,
indeed.
In Santa Fe.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Can I talk about the cat of the week?
Kitty.
The
Kitty.
Cat of the week. Where'd it go?
He's under the table. Wait, I'll get him.
There it is.
There you are.
This week's featured cat available for adoption is Marnie. Marnie is a very calm, watchful, quiet, and affectionate cat and has a beautiful, soft gray and white coat. She is adventurous, likes to climb, and will find her way to the top of curtain rails, the fridge, and inside any open cupboard.
Oh, keep your doors closed,
opening
folks.
The cans of tuna fish
yes.
herself. If you're interested in adopting her, call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can see them online and other cats as well at fnfnm.org.
Another thing that is happening this weekend is the 27th annual Santa Fe Robert Burns Night, which is an evening of Irish. It's Celtic dancing and... Actually, Celtic dancing. The Celtics are a basketball team. I have to remind myself of that. And poetry reading of Robert Burns' poetry. And it's a fundraiser for the Scottish Rite Center. So if you're in the mood for some Irish tonight, check it out. It starts at 5 o'clock.
And the Plein Air and More exhibition is opening tonight and running from tomorrow through February 16th. At the La Tienda exhibit space in El Dorado. So eight artists who've been painting at sites all over Santa Fe together for 8 years. The opening is tonight from 5 to 7. It's at, let's see, I-25 North Exit 250. It's the El Dorado Shopping Center there.
Yeah.
For more information, 466-4211.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m. at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's Brilliant Screen, one of the nicest places to watch films.
Yes, it is.
They've got really comfy seats. And it's beautiful, beautiful definition, is continuing their opera in high def. This is the A Marriage of Figaro, Mozart's opera, coming live from London's Royal Opera House, 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then at 3, if that isn't enough culture for you, Serenata of Santa Fe is presenting the harpsichord, and it's Kathleen McIntosh, who is one of the great harpsichordists, who is going to be working with a chamber music ensemble. And that's over there at the Scottish Rite Center.
Most excellent. Now, the Dragonfly School is having an open house tomorrow, January 19th, from 10 to noon. You can experience hands-on activities with your kids in classrooms and with their terrific staff. It's a wonderful place, actually, the Dragonfly
School.
What
grades do they cover?
It's very small.
I don't want to put you on
very small. Like, I think kindergarten through fifth grade or
That's
something like that.
That's my favorite age.
Oh, my goodness. They're lovely. We did a show with them a couple of years ago, and they're really terrific. Anyway, they are at dragonflyschool.com and 995-9869.
Fabulous.
I'm sure about the exact. Maybe it goes up to sixth grade.
No. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. I had just never heard of it before. But we have some secrets here in Santa Fe.
They go outside and do science projects, and they have wonderful artists.
It sounds like the Fayette School, which is one of those schools, the center of which is a giant elm.
Oh.
So it tells you a lot about how remarkable and innovative education. It's here in Santa Fe, yeah. It's downtown. So Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
It is true.
And I want to raise the issue at this moment in time for people to begin to think about the basic tenets of Martin Luther King and his philosophy. It was about passive resistance. It was about peace. It was about respect for one another. It was about building a better republic. And in light of all of the to-do that's going on around gun laws and the dissent there and the ways in which we're trying to ignore the collective reality of climate change. I think we need to take a deep breath on Monday, and everybody's got to stop and think about what it will take for us to make the nation and the world a better, safer place for everyone.
It is very true, and some years I play four days worth of Martin Luther King speeches. I think next week there's so much going on, I'm only going to do it on Monday, but I'll play one or two of the speeches on Monday of next week. And in accordance with what you're saying, I mean, it was also about poverty and economic justice.
Inequities of all sorts. Economic inequities, racial inequities, war. We need to really take a moment to just stop and think about how we treat each other and how we treat the world that we live in.
And
about
our animals.
Greed and power and the need to learn to be kinder all the way around.
Now, the 8th annual Santa Fe Farmers Market Wednesday night movie series is starting up again.
And great movies.
And on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Farmers Market Pavilion, there's going to be a film called Climate Refugees, and it's basically about how groups of people are forced to leave their homes because of climate change and environmental disasters caused by climate change. For more information, farmersmarketinstitute.org. I wrote to those guys to see if they would like to be on the air, but I haven't heard back yet. I'm hoping to cover that film next week.
Well, the ED of the Farmers Market Institute is leaving, and I think they're in
I wrote to the director.
Of the film. Well, you know, it's so interesting, the power of films to open new ideas to us. The Farmers Market Institute presented a film called Bag It, about disasters of plastic bags.
Yeah,
and
that was a
now
good movie.
It was a great movie, and now the city of Santa Fe has forwarded some ideas that they're trying to make have some traction about getting rid of all of those one-use plastic bags and figuring out ways for us to be a little bit more environmentally responsible with our shopping, since we're a tourist destination.
Yeah, what I do is I get like cloth bags and I put them in the back seat of my car.
Yep.
And then I forget them when I go inside.
Well,
then I run back out and get them.
Well, what I end up doing is rolling my cart out and putting it into the bag in the car when I do that.
Yeah, there's that too.
Thursday, there is a group of events that are happening that I wanted to talk about. The Legends of Santa Fe, which is a small gallery on Lincoln Avenue downtown, is going to be presenting work by Taos Pueblo fashion designer Patricia Michaels. And Legends is a really interesting space that focuses...
She's amazing, by the way.
She is brilliant, absolutely. We worked with Patricia Michaels many years ago when we did a year of programming called Art, Fashion, and Identity. And we did this amazing fashion show at the Art Institute. So I love Patricia Michaels. So that will be a really interesting opening at 6:30 on Thursday. Another thing going on is Louis Lorty, who is the French-Canadian pianist who's going to be performing Liszt transcriptions of Wagner's and Mozart's operas. It's at 7:30. There's going to be a Q&A that's going to follow. It's at the St. Francis Auditorium. It should be a beautiful night, a very serious and very interesting music. We already talked about Ray Marie Taylor.
And there's a dance and drum party with Sariba Fofana and friends tomorrow, January 19th, from 7:30 to 9 at the Dragon Rising Studio Pacheco Park Complex, Building C101. Boy, that's at 1512 Pacheco Street. If you just go to 1512 Pacheco Street and you listen, I bet you'll hear it.
Probably. You don't even have to get to the exact address to hear it,
I should think. TheDragonRising.com.
Another interesting book talk is going to be on Thursday night, 6:30 to 7:30. Archaeologist William Saturno is going to be talking about the myth of kings and the math of kings, art, science, and the ancient Maya. And that's a talk that's presented by the School for Advanced Research. And it's going to be presented 6:30 at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium.
And I'm going to have him on the air.
Oh, yeah. That should be really, really interesting.
And there is some legislative stuff going on, and when people send me announcements, I read them. So this is, there is a GMO labeling bill that is being proposed, that is being introduced in the New Mexico legislature. And today at noon, at the inside of the rotunda at the Roundhouse New Mexico legislature, there is an event where people from Food and Water Watch and New Mexico residents who are interested in this will hold a rally in support of Senate Bill 18.
Yeah. Another thing that's going on, just to remind people, is the New Mexico School for the Arts winter performances, and they take place at the James A. Little Theater, 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So if you want to go over and see what the New Mexico School for the Arts is doing, you can check that out.
Excellent.
Another interesting thing that's going on, you know, there's kind of this wonderful, quirky theater that goes on in Santa Fe, and there's a performance at the Santa Fe Playhouse on Friday night and Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday at my favorite theater, the Santa Fe Playhouse, which is this marvelous little intimate theater.
Very nice.
And it's the presentation of Just a Gigolo.
Oh, right. Yeah. I did a show about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I heard you guys talking. It was a really interesting
Just a Gigolo.
Show.
It's about Just a character Gigolo. In the life of
Lady Chatterley's lover.
Yes. The guy who was the inspiration for Lady Chatterley's lover. And it was basically a guy who had an affair. It's a one-man play in the voice of the man who had an affair with D.H. Lawrence's wife.
Yes. Yes, and while D.H. Lawrence was out having affairs with lots of other people.
Well, D.H. Lawrence was very sick and could barely move also. One more legislative thing. Today at 10 o'clock, District 1199 of the National Union of Hospital and Healthcare Employees will hold a press conference at the Roundhouse to speak of threats by Christa St. Vincent administration officials and lawyers representing the corporate chain of hospitals to eliminate employee rights, because the Christus nurses have joined with nurses and healthcare professionals across the state in calling for a safe staffing ratios. Basically, they're supporting a bill to have safe nursing levels in hospitals across New Mexico. And apparently they are getting some flack. I'm just reading what they sent me. I'm sure there's another side to this issue. But
well, there are always lots of sides to the issues. But what happens is when we move from nonprofit hospitals to for-profit hospitals, suddenly the bottom line begins to have a lot of teeth.
There's still a nonprofit hospital. And nonprofit hospitals act as corporate chains across the United States and still have a lot of the same practices as for-profit hospitals. And, I mean, there have been documentaries about nonprofit hospitals where the CEOs are making huge salaries.
Exactly.
And these are nonprofits, and the employees can't even... They're
not making ends meet.
They're
absolutely
not making ends meet, and they don't have sufficient health care coverage. I don't know that that's happening here, but there is a problem across the United States.
Yes, and that is part of the crisis of health care in the U.S. that people need to make. It's let us go back to the Martin Luther King Day.
Yep.
Greed and power has to be replaced with consideration and respect and a sense of creating a better community.
And on that note, registration for adult swimming classes at the Salvador Perez Pool starts on Tuesday.
Yay!
So you can learn to swim if you are an adult and have never swum or are intermediate. They're very inexpensive. And for more information, 955-2607.
This city's community services in terms of gyms and swimming pools is so rich and so wonderful. And if you've never been over to the Perez Center or the Chavez Center, or Fort Marcy, you need to take advantage, especially during the winter when it gets cold and it's hard to be outside sometimes. Go and take advantage and support all of the community centers that Santa Fe has provided for you.
It's so true.
It is so true.
What else?
Well, I kind of got through all of mine.
Well, good. And, of course, there are dance events and art events. Check your Pasatiempo and check your reporter for arts listings, because there are lots of arts openings every Friday night.
There are lots of arts openings all through the week as well. They're no longer just on Friday nights, which is very smart.
Yeah, that's true.
Of the galleries.
It's
Legends
fun
exhibitions.
To do that walk.
Yes, it is fun to do the walk, and it's fun to be hanging out, but it's also kind to both the artists and the community of audiences that to make things available not always on the same night. Well, let me just mention the Santa Fe Art Institute has a wonderful exhibition called Shifting Baselines, two artists interpreting the importance and the function of water.
Yes.
Hugh Pocock, who talks about the cycle of water and evaporation.
That was crazy.
Evaporation and precipitation and the fact that all the water we have on the earth is the same water the dinosaurs were walking around in. That's kind of sobering, which means, you know, there's durability and longevity there, and we got to take care of it.
Aegean Reverie is an exhibit curated of work of Bob Ellis, and that's at Montezuma Arts today from 5 to 7. There's salsa dancing at the Lodge every Friday night at 9 o'clock. There's lessons. There's so much more. And Diane Karp is the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She's with us just about every other Friday. Speaking of the arts, Rob DeWalt will be back next week.
Yay, Rob!
Thank you for being with us.
It's such a pleasure. Okay, New Mexicans, Santa Feans, go out and participate in the arts.
Especially it's warmer now. I mean, you can't call it
warm. Well, it's all relative.
I know, but it's better than it was the last few days.
And for those of you who have been down with the flu, as I have for about 2.5 weeks, I need to tell you that art and culture is the best antidote.
No, your chicken soup is the best antidote.
Yeah, well, I can't deliver that to everybody.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. We are at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please write to me anytime. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today and to all the terrific staff at KSFR for making this your wonderful community station. Hasta la vista, baby.
Peace.
Bye.